Two. Welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, May 27th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people in this whole area, our friends from the Opportunity Development Center, ODC. First up, we have Ann Lee Peck with us, Director of Public Relations and Fund Development. Ann, always good to see you.
Always good to see you.
Thanks for being here,
Ann.
Thanks
for having us.
We want to welcome in as well Ashley Nickel, Communications Specialist. Ashley, it's always good to see you.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being here. Nice shirt, by the way. I like that. Nice shirt. Very well done. And we, of course, have to introduce the star of this show, this segment, David. David, good to have you with us.
Thank you, James. It's always a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Well, and it's dangerous for me, David. Every time I bring you on the air, it is more and more tempting for our listeners and our ownership to take you. You have my job. So, but that's how good you are. That's how much we want to have you here and how much we appreciate our ODC, Ann. We have a lot to cover today. I will stop rambling and let's dive right in to May being Mental Health Awareness Month. And certainly we'd love to bring attention to that. We've been able to on a lot of our shows this week. I want to get into a little bit more of the month with you, though, and this fun event you have coming up. The Force Hope Golf Event coming up on May 31st over at beautiful Sand Valley.
Yeah, so we're real excited to wrap up May Mental Health Awareness Month at Sand Valley. Our Four Hope Golf Benefit will be happening on May 31st. So we're super excited. We are also at capacity, and so we've filled out all of our sponsorship opportunities and then also filled out all of the golf opportunities available. So we'll have 88 golfers joining us, and we're just super excited for all of the support throughout the entire month, but this is really the culmination of Mental Health Awareness Month and raising funds for ODC's Opportunity for Hope Mental Health Clinic as well. So yeah, we appreciate just all of the community support.
The clinic, we don't get a chance to touch on this too often. How's the clinic going? Things seem to be running very well over there.
Yeah, the clinic is going very, very well. We are actually currently looking for a couple more therapists because the need is so great, but it's going very, very well. All of our therapists are certainly busy. We are also supporting some local school districts with mental health services, and so just a real wide array of the things that we're doing in the clinic. So.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to an event like this, people aren't able and businesses aren't able to attend this one, but this will be back next year, and we want to remind everybody about that, and that there are other events and other opportunities for the community and for businesses to work with the ODC. It is one of the greater organizations you can attach yourself to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's always something happening. And one of the latest things that we've done is we do have our essentials pantry in our For Hope Clinic. And so we have it, we were looking for donations for non-perishable food items, hygiene products, things like that. There's always an opportunity for anybody to help in any way possible to support our clinic.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I don't think we've touched on that yet.
Sure. So, really what has happened is when people have come in, they're typically in crisis, and we find that, really they're not only in mental health crisis and need support, but they need other just essential items that they don't have or don't have money for. And so we actually started an essentials pantry, and we started it actually over the winter when people didn't have warm coats or boots or hats. And so we have an area in our vestibule that is always open during normal clinic business hours. So right now there's still winter hats and coats in there. We got to swap that out. We've got some other clothing available, but there's also a little bit of a food pantry. So if people need things, they can grab what they need. We have essentials kits that contain just typical health and hygiene products. So if people have a need for those are all available as well. We also, in our vestibule, do have Narcan and also fentanyl test strips available. So really trying to be an overall resource for the individuals in the community that may need it.
If other individuals would like to donate to that or participate with that and add to it, how can they do that?
Yeah, so, well, they could either give us a call, or if they have things that they would like to drop off, we do have a collection box actually in the main office at ODC. So not in the For Hope or the Opportunity for Hope Clinic, but in ODC's entryway, we do have a collection box for anyone that might want to bring in some items.
And Ann, who asked you guys to do this?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It was just something that we saw that was a need in the community, and we decided that we needed to do something about it. And so we're just fortunate enough to have such great supporters that have donated some upfront starter money and donated some products to us so that we were able to continue to keep this rolling.
I apologize for the way I did that, but I just couldn't. You guys don't brag about yourselves.
No.
I want to do it. I want to brag about you. You saw an opening in our community. You saw a need, and you did something about it.
Yep.
Like, that's just awesome. We have normalized those kind of things way too much, especially with our nonprofits. A big kudos to everybody at the ODC for doing those kind of things. This is not the first time we've done this with the mental health clinic and other things.
Right.
Just really find it remarkable, and I'm always inspired by the work you guys do there.
Thank you. And we realize that there's other organizations out there that have those things available to our community.
Yeah.
But when a person's in crisis and they have an immediate need, so we're not trying to fill that need, you know, take that away from other organizations. It's meant to really just be a short stopgap until we can get people connected to the other resources that are out there for more of a longer-term solution for people.
When I say the vital, great work the ODC is doing, these are the kind of things we're touching on and we're talking about. And we're talking about also events like the sensory-friendly roller skating event that happened at Skate City on Friday. Is happening Friday, June 28th from 10:30 to 1:30. It's open to the public. It'll be an 80s theme from what I hear at Ashley, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're so excited. It's the first year doing it, and it'll be sensory friendly, so it'll have soft music, dim lighting, and most of the games will be turned off, and there's a need for this in the area, and we're really excited to bring it to the community, just a community event. It'll be open to the public, $6.99 per person, and all you can eat pizza and soda. And there's definitely a need for this in the area. So if it goes well, we want to do more events like this in the future in other communities in the area.
Yeah.
So yes, please stay tuned for more, and it's going to be great.
Looking forward to more and more events like this. This is certainly something that I think that we're going to see more events like this in the future as we go forward here. My godson is on the spectrum, and it's something that we, as he was getting older, he's 12, 13 now, I think. When he was real little, he couldn't go to birthday parties really as much and things and do a lot of the things that little kids like to do. And having more not only events like this, but awareness of this kind of subject and why this is so important and why we have things like this. It's a credit to, again, the ODC, but I do want to send a credit to Skate City as well. I think most of us listening have been to Skate City at some point or another and understand that that's a pretty loud place. It gets pretty loud and there's a lot going on. There's a lot that hits your senses and everything. It can be overwhelming for me, and I can't imagine for others that deal with these other issues. So, a really important reason to have this, and a big, big compliment to a company like that in Skate City that sees this and is working with everybody. Was it fun to work with them on this?
Yeah, and there are so many experiences and events that people with autism or sensory sensitivities, they have to either choose to either just miss out on the event or just go to it and then suffer and then have a hard time. And so it's just great to be able to create an event like this where it's inclusive and everyone can just have a really fun time.
Yeah. We've got a need for this, and it's great to see that is happening, that we're doing more of this. It also brings attention and awareness to this subject as well, and hopefully gets more and more people understanding of the need for something like this. It's a fun event, and as we get closer to June 28th, we're going to be hyping it up, talking about it. We're going to make sure that we get a really nice, fun crowd there for this event. Ashley, we're hoping to have more of these events, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there anything else you want to make sure that we touch on and we cover on this? So I think you got it. You nailed that. That was really good. Nicely job, Ashley.
Yeah,
that was great work. Nicely done. I did want to talk a little bit about, especially, it doesn't seem to matter. There's a couple of subjects that really go into almost every guest we have on, and one of them is certainly raffles. This area loves raffles, and they love raffles, and we've got a good one coming up with the ODC Cash Raffle.
Yep, we do. We do just want to share kind of your last chance to get cash calendar raffle tickets from ODC. We'll be drawing 20 days in the month of June. We have over $3,300 in cash prizes, and this wouldn't be be possible again without the support of our community, because all of the cash has been donated by our local business community so that we could use this as a fundraiser. So we are selling the tickets, one for 10, three for 20. If anybody's interested in purchasing tickets, they can reach out to us or call or stop into our main office. And what's really unique is we always do it on Facebook Live, and David has had a chance to help us do, last year helped us do the ticket drawings, and so it's really great.
That is correct.
It's really a fun way to get everybody involved, and you know, it's an affordable way for people to help support ODC and get to know a little bit more about us. So,
yeah, you guys got a lot to give away too, money wise.
We do.
Get in on this, everybody.
Yeah, I think the lowest dollar amount is $100 or $125 on a day. So, you know, it's not, you know, it's a nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice amount. Mm-hmm. And our biggie is $500 on the very last day. So.
Ooh. And this, again, this is going on through coming up in June, and it'll go through May 31st. Keep that in mind, everybody. Be on the lookout. One of the great ways to keep an eye on this is to be following the ODC on Facebook. If you're already following them, good on you. If not, go ahead and type in your search bar on Facebook, ODC or Opportunity Development Center. ODC, it should pop up. Mm-hmm. I know that's how it does for me. And be sure to like the page and keep up to date on the great things that they're doing over there. If people want to purchase tickets, Anne, are they available yet?
They still are available. Yep, okay. All the way up until May 31st, you can get tickets. So give us a call, and we'll set you up with getting you some tickets.
And you can find out more at odcinc.com, odcinc.com. We are speaking with Anne Lee Peck, Ashley Nickel, and, of course, our good friend David. And, David, I wanted to talk to you. I should say future program director around here, David. David, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Taco John's, one of my favorite places. Taco John's in Wisconsin Rapids is going to be hosting a benefit night for the ODC, or did host a benefit night for the ODC. I apologize. How did that go?
Well, actually, it went really good the other night. We had maybe about four or five people that came in, and of course, before I helped out, I got kind of hungry anyway. So
yeah.
So I just decided to get something to eat. So.
You're only human. I mean, at Taco John's. You can't help yourself.
So, yeah.
That's great. And did you have fun interacting with people?
Oh yeah. I chatted with some people as they came in, and Mark and Lisa and I were just having a high old time.
Really good.
You know, we were giggling and laughing during the whole thing.
Awesome.
That was really fun.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We just really wanted to give a shout out to Taco John's for doing that. Ashley and I were at another event. There were so many things going on in May, but I understand that it was so busy, like the line was forming out the door and things like that. So kudos to Taco John's and to everybody that came to support us. And we're going to be doing more events like that, not only here in Rapids, but in all of the communities that that we serve. So just to keep a lookout for those other things happening.
Looking forward to more of these kind of events, and not only because of the attention it brings and the awareness it brings to the ODC and the work that you all are doing, but the opportunity for more and more people to get to meet people like David and get to talk with people like David and such, and have more of these conversations in our just organically in our day-to-day lives. It's fantastic.
Exactly. Well, and of course, David knows everybody, and everybody knows David. Yeah. So, you know, he's a good ODC spokesperson. By far.
I appreciate that too, Anne.
I do also want to mention that Taco John's donated 20% of their sales from the evening to the ODC. Just a big compliment, big tip of the hat to them.
Yep.
And buy local, support local, everybody. And I'm not biased at all. It's not just because I love Taco John's so much. I'm not saying that. I wanted to get into another topic with you, Anne. You guys are excited that you're announcing that you have several graduations from your Project Search programs in Mid-State's Adaptive Career Awareness Class series. Can we touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So Project Search is a high school transition program for students with disabilities. We actually have four sites. There's one here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, and then we also have one at UWSP in Stevens Point, up at the Marshfield Hospital, and then also Aspirus Wausau Hospital. And so May is a huge month, you know, for everybody just around graduations. And so really the focus of Project Search is to support individuals with disabilities in becoming ready for, you know, adulthood and graduating school and getting out in the workforce. And so our individuals are participating in their graduation completion ceremonies. It's been really exciting. We've had two so far. We've got two more coming up this week. But it's amazing how far the students really develop their skills in that last year of high school. And there are so many of the students that we've attended that have already gotten jobs. And so it'll be a really nice, smooth transition for folks once they finish with mm-hmm. with high school to go right into, you know, having a job and feeling valued and kind of move right into adulthood like all of us. So
yeah, it's quite a smooth transition. It's something that we've talked about with Mid-State for a long time with our high schools and kids going from high school to Mid-State, from Mid-State right to the workforce.
Yeah.
It's great to see with something like this.
Yeah, so actually, so Project Search is kind of a little separate project than Mid-State, but what's really cool is this is the second year Mid-State has done an adapted career awareness mm-hmm. series. And so this year, gosh, what was the number they said? How many people did we have? 37 graduates?
About that, yes.
About 37 mm-hmm. graduates.
That, yeah. That's great.
So we had folks from ODC in Wisconsin Rapids,
that's right.
Stevens Point, and then also CCLS joined us this year. So mm-hmm. It's been a fantastic partnership where it's really about teaching individuals what different career opportunities are out mm-hmm. there. Mid-State has been amazing with setting up some really great programming ideas. And David actually had the opportunity to participate and actually had graduation yesterday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, James. There is one other thing I wanted to touch on before we end the program. Next week on the 30th of November, I mean, the 30th of May, I'm going to be going to my first Raptor game of the season. So with Troop 105. So that's going to be a good time, too.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the Mid-State Career Awareness?
Well, my favorite part of the Mid-State Awareness was giving what they call a graduation speech to a whole pile of people. It went something like this. My friends, thank you very much for coming to the graduation. Everybody having a good, I'm glad everybody's having a good time, you know, and I hope we can do this again someday. So
yeah. So it really teaches about different, you know, hospitality.
Yeah.
What other
right.
things did you learn about? You went to the Nursing Simulation Center Riverview Hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
You had a share your hobby day. They had horses come to the parking lot at Mid-State.
Cool.
And so
right.
it really is just a nice mm-hmm. opportunity to explore different things that even I haven't had the chance to explore. So it was really great. So
Looking forward to hearing more about this as we have more and more people attending. That's a great event, great idea.
This is just the second year. Last year, mm-hmm. It was just with ODC. It was a very small group last mm-hmm. year. And so I anticipate this continuing. It just was, we've got some really nice photos and some nice video of some of the speeches from the students and it really was an amazing event.
Well, and it's interesting because we have something that another teacher and I at the acting and writing school I work at that we've set up where kids graduate and then where do they go from there? So many of our students, they graduate and like, well, how do I get an agent? How do I get into this? How do I get into that? And we're trying to give them a transition. We have a class that's transitioning them from that to that. The job readiness kind of part of this is really interesting to me. And just for like anybody, let alone for this organization and this tie-in, it's a great idea. Really good idea.
Yeah. It actually, you know, it really was a brainchild of one of the dean from Mid-State and Stevens Point, and then one of our staff members. And it just amazes me, like how it's grown just from year one to year two. So.
Just got a couple minutes left, guys. Great job by everybody. And I did want to wrap up talking a little bit about one of your newest programs.
Yeah, yeah. So just wanted to share that we are now able to offer corporate guardianship services. So that business is, we're calling it Guardians of Hope. And so we are able to, you know, if people need guardianship and they maybe don't have family or friends that are willing or able to do that, ODC now has the capability of providing that service. Mm-hmm. For the individuals that we're supporting. And so we are really excited about having that available for people. And, you know, really just the mission is going to be inspire, empower, and support individuals in creating a brighter future. So, you know, providing hopefulness for people so that they can still achieve their goals with the support of a guardian that can help them through the things that they need.
It's a great program. People can find out more about this and some of the other great things that you guys are doing over there. If they want to find out about them, man, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so, well, they can call our main office at 715-424-2712, or they can go on our website, odcinc.com, or like and follow us on Facebook, ODCINC, and you'll find all the information that you need.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts anytime of my day is when you guys join us. Thank you for making my day and our listeners' day. We really, really do appreciate the time from all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you.
And thank you for having me too, James.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you again in the future.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you real soon. Ashley, thank you again for the time, too.
Thanks.
Always good to see you, Anne.
Thank you.
Again, find out more at odcinc.com, odcinc.com. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.